Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
The OC Fair. Yeah. What's that like?
Honestly, it's just fun. It's just fun. Like, I wasn't nervous. I wasn't, like, you know, I was just excited to play. And it was awesome because I was playing to, you know, all new people who hadn't heard me before. So
that's all. Yeah, that's a great way to get more fans at the fair. I haven't been there in a while, though. I always think of the OC Fair. And whenever I think of it, I immediately think of, what is it, fried ice cream.
Yeah.
And
fried Oreos.
And that one ride where you get stuck on the walls because it's, like, spinning so fast. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're
talking about. I used to love that thing. But, yeah, I haven't been to the fair in a while. I'll have to go check it out. Was this your first time at the OC Fair performing?
I had played with the program I was in high school, the MMET program. Like, we went, like, as a school. We played at the Hangar Stage. But this is my first time as an artist playing at the OC Fair.
Awesome. Yeah. Congrats.
Thank you.
And how old are you now?
I am 20.
So when was your birthday? Because I feel like you were 19 last time we spoke.
I'll be 21 in January.
Okay, so maybe you just turned 20.
I had just turned 20.
Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
And you graduated from Huntington Beach?
I graduated 2 years ago now.
From what high school?
From Huntington Beach High School, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you went to UCI, but you decided that you wanted to focus a little bit more on your career as a musician.
Yeah.
So you decided to go to OCC, so you could spend a little bit more time balancing school and music. Mm-hmm. How's that going?
It's good. It's made a huge difference. At UCI, I was supposed to be studying journalism, and I just realized that, like, this wasn't the right time or the right place. And it's made a huge difference in, like, being able to balance the two, because it's, you know, it's a lot more than people anticipate. It's more than just playing shows. It's the writing, the collabs, and all that. It takes more time, and I, you know, want to be able to put in as much time as I can into it, so it's definitely helped.
What are you studying at OCC?
I'm studying communications.
Great. Do you want a show on KX93.5?
Sure. Why not?
All right. Well, I immediately after this interview, I'm walking out and you can take over.
Sounds good.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, we could talk all day, but you are here to serenade us as well. So what do you want to perform first?
I'm going to play my own version of Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers.
How perfect is that? Ain't No Sunshine on the day we had a total eclipse.
I know.
All right. It's Krista Marina live at our Pearl Street studio whenever you're ready.
Ain't no sunshine when he's gone. It's not warm when he's away. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, wonder this time where he's gone. Wonder if he's gonna stay. 'Cause ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime he goes away. I know, 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 I know. Yeah, gonna leave young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when he's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when he's gone, and he's always gone too long. Anytime he goes away, anytime he goes away, ain't no sunshine. Anytime he goes away, ain't no sunshine. Anytime he goes away.
Krista Marina live on KX93.5 with her take on Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. Cole, what'd you think of that?
I think your voice is really great. Yeah, you sounded awesome.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah, Cole is our number one intern right now. It's just he and I holding down the fort. And so I thought, you know what? You should join in on this conversation.
Thanks, Zach.
We could not run this place without him. So
it's all thanks to you, Cole.
Yeah, he dialed in the sound. He does everything. He got us water. You're the man, Cole.
Thanks.
Krista, Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. Do you know how the I know part?
I don't know.
Happened or occurred? So I just found this out, but apparently he was like recording it or in the studio and like he didn't have any lyrics for that section of the song, so he just kept repeating that for the whole length of that section, and then eventually the producer said, you know, that's it, no, leave that, that's what all it needs. So it was just kind of like improv, just a filler thing.
Yeah,
and then it became such a crucial part of the song.
Yeah, that's so funny. There's this video on YouTube of that song, but the I know section on replay for an hour. It's ridiculous.
An hour?
Yeah, so you play it and you're thinking, oh, I'm just listening to the song. Next thing you know, it just keeps saying that, I know, for an hour. It's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed your version. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks.
So soulful.
That's one of my all-time favorite songs, like all time.
I would have to say it's one of mine as well. Bill Withers was the man.
He is the man.
We should do a little Use Me Up next time.
Da, 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 da,
yep.
Yes.
So, we're going to hear an original from you in a few minutes, but let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to. I know that you write your own original music, kind of like singer-songwriter, maybe a little pop influence, and then you also write for EDM artists.
Yeah.
So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I write and feature my voice in a lot of EDM songs. It's just something that I came across literally by chance, and it's something that now I've been doing for a year. Wow. Actually, more a year and a half now. And I don't know, it's just a fun thing to do. Like, it's writing EDM, it allows you to kind of break away from what you're already doing. Because, you know, with music, a lot of people assume you have to stay in one lane. You have to find your lane and your brand and all that, which, like, I'm doing, but at the same time, kind of being able to branch out and do, like, electronic stuff, it's a fun, like, change, I guess.
But at the same time, it allows you to be very repetitive, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, that's, I mean, I love...
No, yeah, I don't.
I love EDM under the right circumstances.
Yeah,
But you have a music video premiering on Friday. You partnered up with this producer called Ark North,
mm-hmm.
a Swedish producer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you guys put out Meant to Be. You wrote it and you also are featured on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's blown up on Spotify. You guys hit over a million plays.
Mm-hmm, on Spotify.
That's
yeah.
huge. What does that get you? Like $2?
Yes.
You're rich.
$2, but lots of smiles.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's all the exposure is great.
Yeah,
if only Spotify paid the artists
yeah.
better. But so it's called Meant to Be and it's premiering Friday, and you also are doing a live stream concert this Saturday with Devata Active.
Yes.
So what's that all about and how can people witness that?
So Devata Active is like a fitness company based out of Orange County, and they have, you know, fitness videos, and they have a blog, podcast, and they're all about, you know, creating this lifestyle. And they reached out to me saying, we want to start doing music sessions because they have a blog, they have a podcast, and they wanted to branch out to doing music. And they're like, we found your stuff, we love your style. And so basically I'm going to their space that we're setting up, like just like a normal concert. And I'll be playing an acoustic, probably like an hour or so set. And then we're going to take questions either from the live audience there or from whoever's tuning in, and if they want to like type questions. So you can look at the live stream on the Devada website or on their YouTube channel. And it starts at 6 p.m. on Saturday. So it's basically like a live stream concert, like via the internet.
Yeah, that's definitely gaining some popularity.
Yeah, so, it's a thing now.
Yeah, let me know how that goes. Maybe I'll be watching from my laptop comfortably at home in my slippers.
You can watch from anywhere. So.
Yes. So that's this Saturday. You can check it out at devataactive.com. That's D-A-V-A-T-A active.com. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. And is it free?
Oh, yeah, it is free. Tuning in is totally free.
You just need some Wi-Fi, right?
Yes, which is not free.
Awesome. Well, this is free. And I really appreciate you coming down and playing some music for us Lagoonans, as well as all of our online listeners from around the world. I want to hear an original song if you got one for us.
I do. This one's called Dreamin'.
Dreamin'. All right. This is Krista Marina live on Human Crafted Radio. Take it away.
Lots of people keep telling me to wake up, tell me to stop dreaming and grow up. And I used to hear them and make me feel like I was insane, like I was wrong for dreaming at all. But when you're dreaming, it's like there's nothing you can do. And when you're dreaming, it's all up to you. And when I'm dreaming, I can choose who to be. When I'm dreaming, I can be me. Lots of people keep talking at me like they know what it's like to have a dreamer's soul. But I realize that my dreams are all I have. The only thing keeping me from the bad. 'Cause when you're dreaming, you can't do. And when I'm dreaming, it's all up to you. 'Cause when you're dreaming, you can choose who to be. When I'm dreaming, I can be me. And everybody's got dreams they're scared to chase, holding on to fears they refuse to face. And maybe I'm a kid who needs to grow up, but for now, I'll keep dreaming, 'cause there's nothing I can't do. And when you're dreaming, to you. And when you're dreaming, you can choose who to be. When I'm dreaming, I can be me. When I'm dreaming, I can be me.
That was the lovely, sultry voice of Krista Marina live at our Pearl Street studios with her original song called Dreamin'. And you know who else was a dreamer?
Who?
Our station founder, Tyler Russell. Mm. This station was just a dream one day, and now it is a reality. And that's a beautiful song, really, though.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Is that going to... Do you have any plans to record that?
I do. Hopefully, either... Probably release that one in the winter. But that song is dedicated to, you know... And I always say this usually before I play it, but to all the moments that, you know, anyone's ever felt discouraged or frustrated or upset. Because I think everyone goes through that, whether you're, like, a dreamer or not, just in life. I hope that song... you know, helps people out.
Yes, I think it's definitely softening my cynicism because I came in here like pretty cynical today.
Did you?
And realistic. But now I feel like things will get better or could.
I think they will.
Or can. I am hopeful that things will be better.
I know they will. How's that?
Thank you. Well, I'm glad I'm recording this so I can listen to it whenever I'm feeling down. No, I really, really enjoyed hearing you perform. And if you guys missed it, she played Ain't No Sunshine, an incredible rendition of Bill Withers' song. So I'm going to post this podcast on our website shortly at kx935.com if you missed any part of it or would like to hear it again. But again, you can catch Krista this Saturday on the interweb. She's doing a live stream concert at 6 p.m. this Saturday. Just go to davataactive.com. That's D-A-V-A-T-A, davataactive.com. That's 6 p.m. this Saturday. And have some questions ready because you may be able to ask Krista some questions after the show.
Yeah, be sure to tune in. It's going to be a good show.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to some releases. I know you're planning on releasing some singles over the winter, so please give them to us when they're ready.
For sure.
And come back and, you know, have them play them live for us and premiere your singles, debuts, and all that. We love having local singer-songwriters, and you're very talented.
Thank you. I always love coming here. You guys are always so awesome and so supportive, and I'm all about, you know, places like this that are just so genuinely about supporting local art, and I'm all for it. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah, Laguna Beach is the best. I know. But you can still live in Huntington Beach.
Thank you.
I will not hold it against you.
No bias there. Thank you.
All right, Krista. Well, thank you so much for coming down, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Zach.
Take care.